The phased reopening of state park and forest facilities has begun, and that means things like campgrounds and marinas are starting to open back up. This holiday weekend, many will be at capacity, but a lot of people still have questions about safety. The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis checked out the rules. Here's her story.
As soon as the Starsniks heard that camping was okay again, the family of six packed up their van and headed to the Allegheny National Forest along the Clarion River.
Our family really needed to get out of the house and somewhere else for a couple days.
This is Chuck Starsnik. He explains what they did is called dispersed camping. These are informal sites that you can drive up to, but there are no facilities and most likely no people. That makes Starsnik feel better about things.
It's not a campground. You're not part of a big group that's sharing facilities. There's no water, no bathrooms to share. We thought that was a safe option.
State park campgrounds are open in counties in the yellow phase of reopening. That includes bathrooms and marinas. Cabins in these areas will remain closed until June 12th. All playgrounds, amphitheaters, and group camping facilities statewide will remain closed indefinitely. And swimming beaches are closed until at least June 6th. But private campgrounds are a different story. When they opened in the beginning of May, Jim Hare and his family were ready.
Every springtime, every year, I just wait to go camping. When the weather gets nice, it's what I do. So this year was no different.
They headed to Breakneck Campground, just outside of McConnell's Mill State Park. Hare reports that it was packed.
Yeah, it was pretty full. There was loud music late at night, people having a good time. But we still managed to have our family camping trip, and we had a great time.
Hare says that he felt safe in the woods, safer than the grocery store.
If I'm going to be anywhere, out in the woods is the place to be. Sure, it was crowded, but crowded by camping standards. There were still dozens of yards between each campsite, and, you know, I'm taking more of a risk going to the grocery store than I am spending the night in the woods.
Even though things are opening up, I think people need to realize that this isn't a risk-free activity.
Neil Shaw is an infectious disease doctor at UPMC.
The virus is still out there. There is a real risk of getting infected if people don't practice social distancing and take precautions to reduce the risk of spread.
Dr. Shaw says that bathrooms at shared campgrounds could be an area of relatively higher risk. So he advises wearing face masks, being aware of the number of people in the bathroom, and washing your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water. He also recommends making sure you have all the supplies you need before you leave your house to minimize pit stops.
You know, the other worry always is if people aren't cleaning up after themselves, that's also going to create additional risk.
The Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which oversees state parks, says that they are seeing record numbers of visitors. Nearly every campsite in every state park in western Pennsylvania was booked for the Memorial Day weekend. Terry Brady, the spokesperson for DCNR, says while the staff has returned and the bathrooms have all been cleaned to CDC guidelines, they are really counting on visitors to use common sense.
The key thing is that we won't have people there saying, move apart, move apart. We just don't have the staff to do that. The restrooms will be inspected to make sure they're clean, a lot of use of disinfectant. We're going to need help to keep our parks pristine as they normally are because we're expecting heavy turnout.
DCNR has not gotten any special virus-related budget bumps to help with the increased strain on the parks, but there will be more ranger presence. And Brady says there's been an unexpected silver lining to all of this.
We're getting a lot of newbies that have never been to state parks before, but these people want so badly to get out away from things as they are and toward things as they naturally are.
Everything's clean from the last trip, but it's just really disorganized. It's been a while.
Laura McCarthy is getting her gear ready for her family's first camping trip of the year. They are going with friends, but they'll be doing things a little differently.
We won't be sharing any food. We all have our own site, so it'll probably be a little bit less contact than normal, but I feel pretty comfortable with what we're doing.
And maybe just a little bit of social distancing around the campfire. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.